80% of Louisiana marshland is privately owned. Who are the owners of those wetlands?
They are me.
That's Ted Falgu of La Rose. He's an alligator and crawfish farmer, a fisheries biologist, and previously the head of Port Fouchon, where he served as executive director for 30 years. Falgu owns 1,500 acres of coastal wetlands.
My wetlands border the intracoastal waterway, one of the most rapidly eroding and expanding waterways that nothing is being done to curb the erosion of it. I'm hoping it means that I can submit a project that fits the criteria and I'll be considered.
Falgu's talking about the $40 million that's now available to eligible private landowners impacted by the spill. The Department of Agriculture wants projects that include stream restoration, wetland restoration in both freshwater and tidal wetlands, and rehabilitating migratory bird rookeries. Falgu says he'd use any federal conservation money he gets to stabilize the disappearing marsh on his personal property. Ted Falgu says some of the other big coastal landowners include the Golden Ranch Foundation, the mineral company Apache, and gas giant ConocoPhillips. For WWNO, I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson.